This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 14th. God's word for you today is Open Road. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, and it says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient." Don't strive, don't. The New International Version puts it this way, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, and it says, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome. It is a misnomer to be a child of God and be known to be a quarrelsome person." I pray that this comes to an end in your life today in the name of Jesus. Say amen. No more strife, no more quarreling, because your enlightenment is certain in the name of Jesus. Isaac knew that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, so if people try to stop you in the location X you move, God will prosper you so much that nations will be jealous of you. And we have seen that sometimes God allows that. Psalm chapter 66, verse 12 says, "You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance." The Message version puts it this way, "He trained us first, passed us like silver through refining fires, brought us into hard scrabble country, pushed us to our very limit, road tested us inside and out, took us to hell and back. Finally, he brought us to this well-watered place. Are people taking you for a ride? It is okay. God is up to something. Are men riding over your heads? Are you going through fire, discrimination, and all sorts of things? God is bringing you to a place of abundance, to a wealthy place. So, every time you see strife, walk away from it. Walk away. Let God be your Rehoboth. Let God himself be your enlargement. Let God bring the space, because Rehoboth in Hebrew means a broad place, an open space. Interestingly, while praying and preparing, what I saw in my spirit was a large expanse of land with people tilling. There is going to be an abundance of enlargements, and it is God that will deliver it. The second lesson Isaac is teaching us is to stand on the shoulders of giants. Learn to stand on the shoulders of giants. Before Isaac began to dig his wells, the first thing he did was to reopen the wells that his father dug but had been blocked. If you read that story again, when Isaac reopened the wells of his father, Abraham, there was no strife about those wells. Then Isaac began to dig his own well because he wanted to have his own enlargement, and the strife began. Isaac stood on the shoulder of his father. There is no point reinventing the wheel. Your children should start from where you stopped. There is no need for your children to start from where you started. There is no value in that. A lot of things have happened before us. It is wisdom to stand on the shoulders of those who have gone ahead of us. Let us pray. Father, as you enlarge me, keep my feet from slipping in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.